Blog Talk Radio.
Time. Yes, it is. It is time to awaken America, awaken to empowerment and truth. Hi, this is Carol Parisi. It's time to save the USA. You know something? We need to awaken America because our values and our virtues are at stake. And you know what? It's putting our liberty and freedom at stake. Truly, friends, we are at a tipping point. It is time for true justice and save the United States of America. It's time to awaken consciousness. It's time for inspiration. It's time for timeless truth. It's time to go from this transition to transformation. It's time to be solutions-minded. It's time for a paradigm shift, time to be fearless, time for peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. It is time for everyone to create and live their ideal life. Hello, freedom-loving souls. Welcome to this great Monday edition of Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment and Truth Radio. Hope everyone is having a fabulous, fabulous day. And we probably should start off with our fabulous, wonderful Yasha prayer force. So, yes, I got that creaky old chair. I'm not getting rid of it. I love it. It's fabulosious. But let us get into Yasha prayer force and go right with our Jesus calling for today, October the 3rd. When many things seem to be going wrong, trust me. When your life feels increasingly out of control, thank me. These are supernatural responses, and they can lift you above your circumstances. If you do what comes naturally in the face of difficulties, you may fall prey to negativism. Even a few complaints can set you on a path that is a downward spiral by darkening your perspective and mindset. With this attitude controlling you, complaints flow more and more readily from your mouth. Each one moves you steadily down your slippery slope. The lower you go, the faster you slide, but it's possible to apply the brakes. Cry out to me, my name. Affirm your trust in me, regardless of how you feel. Thank me for everything, though this seems unnatural, even irrational. Gradually, you'll begin to ascend, recovering your lost ground. Were you back on your ground level, you can face your circumstances from a humble perspective. If you choose supernatural responses this time, trusting and thanking me, you will experience my unfathomable peace. That's from Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. For today, let's go to the throne. Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that leads, guides, and touches us. God, we ask for your wisdom and your discernment, Lord. We ask that you give us your protection and provision for ourselves, for our families, and for our country. And God, we thank you that you've let us come to this great country, America. And Lord, let's help keep America great. Let us tap into the principles that we were founded with. Brotherly love in Philadelphia. Truth, justice, freedom, liberty. The truths that our founders held to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by a creator with certain unalienable rights. Amongst these, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Lord, we thank you for these great principles. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your son, Jesus, your Holy Spirit. Anoint us, lead us, guide us, touch us in all we do, and praise to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so friends, we probably haven't gone into our shocking secrets of American history. Interesting, I was at one of my favorite places, one of the resale shops, and I found another one, and I was really, like, so tempted to get it. And I'm like, okay, seriously, I got the Library of Congress going here, so I've got way too many books. But we're going to go into, from our book, this is our little history book, because we have to remember who we are. One of my favorite things about The Lion King was when I think it was his name was Mustafa, he said to Simba, remember who you are. Remember who you are. We have to remember who we are. We have to remember whose we are. We are children of the Most High God. We are anointed and appointed. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We are Americans, and we believe in courage and liberty and true freedom. And we will not be pushed around. We're about big hearts, big liberty, big freedom, God, family, country, limited government, respect for all, justice for all, true justice, not some BS made up justice that's unjust. But let's do the shocking secrets from the book, American History, 115 Amusing Tales, Surprising Amusing Tales, by Bill Coates. Remember what Thomas Jefferson said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what was and never will be, okay? So this is from Honoring the Family Name. We got that favorite word of mine that I have a discombobulation of pronouncing. When hostilities at Fort Sumter launched a nation's gruesome civil war, the young man from Canton, Massachusetts, decided to answer Lincoln's desperate call for volunteers. He joined the Union Army, and in a short time, he was helping to guard Washington, D.C., a job he took seriously. After all, he had quite a family name to uphold. On October 21st, 1861, his regiment was ordered to Ball's Bluff, just a short way up the Potomac. His job was to rid the area concentration of rebel soldiers that were threatening the Capitol. He shouldered his rifle with joy. After all, he had quite a family name to uphold. He engaged the enemy that day, and along with 700 other infantrymen, he was captured. They marched him to the Libby prison in Richmond, and there they kept him as a prisoner of war. He bore the indignity with honor. After all, he had a family name to uphold. Then came the order from President Jefferson Davis that some of the prisoners at Libby prison were to be executed in retaliation for the proposed hanging of crew privateers caught in an attempt to run the Yankee blockade. The young soldier drew one shot of the short straws and prepared to meet his maker. But he did so stoically. After all, he had quite a family name to uphold. Just as he was on the verge of mounting the scaffold, the soldier received reprieve. President Lincoln had canceled the hanging of privateers, so President David followed suit with a pardon of his own. Within weeks, the soldiers were exchanged and returned to his regiment. His war was a long way from being over. After all, there was a family name he had to uphold. The young soldier fought valiantly during the Peninsula Campaign. At the second Bull Run, an then they marched into Gettysburg. He was helping the wounded after the first bloody day on that battlefield, when he was shot in the head and died instantly. Now he wouldn't have to worry about upholding that family name any longer. He performed after a manner that would have pleased his grandfather, Paul Joseph Revere Jr., the grandson of that other Paul Revere of the Midnight Ride fame, had acquitted himself admirably. Now he could rest in peace with his family honor intact. So Paul Revere's grandson and didn't say his name. Oh, his name is Paul Revere. Okay, from Canton. So his name was Paul Revere. Very cute. That is really cute. Okay, so he was Paul Joseph Revere Jr. Very cool. Got it. Pretty cool, huh? died at defending freedom. Defending freedom. Yes, in the Civil War, fighting for the North. Just as my relatives, my father's side did. They fought, they were Yankees. They fought in the Civil War. Imagine that. Because only 3/4 of my family came from the other side of Italy. Okay, on my mother's side, both of her parents were born in Italy, as was my mother. My father had a father that was born in Italy, and his mother was born in Wisconsin, and there for generations, and part of the Northern Yankees that fought against slavery. Yes, that's my heritage, although I'm not as cool as that Paul Revere dude. Anyway, that was our history lesson for the day, because we have to remember who we are. Because if we forget who we are and forget where we came from, that's how we're going to truly lose our liberty and freedom. It is really high time that liberty and freedom are put on a pedestal, okay? Because remember, we get our rights from God, not from government, and we have to remember that. We cannot let people take our country from us. They're trying like hell. Now I'm hearing it's like a 5 trillion dollar spending bill. Yeah, of course, spending other people's money. But I have a lot of information to share. Let's see if I can get some of these really cool things. See, we just keep kicking the can down the road, and it's not a good thing. If we keep kicking this can down the road, it's going to be totally unfathomable. You know, why? Why do we keep printing money? Okay? I mean, if we just keep printing money, I think we've done this. We've been doing this for such a long time. And here, this is something that's interesting. It's taken place 88 times since 1959. There's close to $5 trillion of new spending now being debated in Washington, D.C. $5 trillion. So here, if $1 million and $100 bill stacks up 40 inches, okay, that's 3.3 feet, kind of an overwhelming to look at. That'd be so cool to have like 3.3 feet of $100 bills. That's $1 million. How cool could that be? I would like to see it. 1 billion is 40,000 inches, and that's about 6.3 miles high, over half, less than 3/4 of a mile. Okay, that's like freaking amazing. That's a billion, okay? Now, a trillion in $100 bills is 40,000 inches high, okay, which is 631 miles. 631 miles. That's like from, I don't know, I mean, you know, Chicago to maybe Memphis, Tennessee. I mean, crazy. That's $100 bills. That's what they're doing to us, man. They're killing us. Okay, that's only $1 trillion. Now think about it. We are currently, I believe, $29 trillion in debt. They want to add another $5 trillion. We can't let these people do this, man. It's really time we just take our country back. We got to stop. We got to stop kicking the can down the road. It's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. Let's see. I have some really cool... Oh, what the heck is going on? Let's see. You know, this is the most prosperous nation. And individuals, we could individually be prosperous. We have to make good choices, okay? Don't get yourself in debt. Okay, yes, some debt is good. I know there is some debt that is good. although who knows, not like the trillions that our government's funding. But there are truths behind prosperity, okay? First of all, money is a tool, okay? It's a servant. It's not a master. And, you know, God, we are meant to work with him to create this. He's a co-creator with us. So, you know, it's good to give back to ministries where you're actually going ahead and benefiting from. And, you know, it's good to be a giver. Okay, you plant seeds. I mean, I'm going crazy right now with all the seeds I planted back in February. I'm harvesting tomatoes every day, and I keep giving them away, which is pretty awesome. But, yeah, I mean, you know, that's part of prosperity is giving. It's important. It's really, really important. And this whole vaccine thing, here, this is something. Is it really a pandemic of the unvaccinated? So the CDC creates deceptive narratives about unvaccinated people. That's, you know, it's meant to be, okay? There's something called spike proteins that actually shed off from the vaccinated people, which is interesting, too. Let's see. Hospitals report high percentage of unvaccinated COVID patients. It's true. There are many reports from hospitals around the country saying 85 to 95% of patients currently being admitted are unvaccinated. During the first week of September, Vanderbilt University Medical Center, Summer Regional Medical Center, Maury Regional Medical Center, and Cookeville Regional Medical Center in Tennessee reported that 90, 93, 95, 95% respectively of their COVID cases were among unvaccinated people. In North Carolina, 90% of its COVID patients were unvaccinated. Utah, 90% of its COVID patients. So I guess the vaccine is helping the symptoms, okay? So it's helping symptoms. It's not because there are breakthrough cases. I still don't know about this whole vax, but we don't know how accurate the hospital data is because if you remember last year, people were dying in motorcycle crashes with COVID, and they were saying it was COVID, okay? So, you know, there's a whole plethora of lying out there. So, you know, and, you know, here are some. It says, no guarantee that people who were vaccinated at a pharmacy, a doctor's office, or a nursing home or school parking lot would be listed as vaccinated in medical records. So if they go for a treatment, they'd have to make sure their vax status is correct. So you don't really know that either. So very interesting stuff. But this whole COVID thing is still, I mean, we're here in Illinois having to wear masks everywhere we go. Let's see. I've got so much. Oh, here, I like this one. Hunter Biden cover-up is a scandal. Is it any wonder that trust in the media has dropped from 70% in 2016 to 35% today? This is by David Harsanyi. And the Hunter Biden email cover-up may not be the most contemptible example of modern political media's corruption, but it's probably the most demonstrable. Political reports that Ben Schreckinger's new book, The Bidens Inside the First Family 50-Year Rise to Power, corroborates so much of New York Post pre-election reporting on Hunter Biden's emails. Two of them stick out. The first is 2015 missive from a Ukrainian business thanking Hunter for the chance to meet Joe Biden, then still vice president. The second is a 2017 email which proposed equity breakdown of a venture with a Chinese energy executive, including the line 10 held by H for the big guy. Hey, Joe! Of course, the New York Post story already had more substantiation than historic fallacious Russia collusion scoops that the nation had been subjected to for 4 years. The Post had reported in great detail how it had physically obtained Hunter's laptop. They had interviewed the owner of the Delaware computer shop where Hunter had abandoned this computer, and they had Hunter's signature on a receipt. The Post had on-the-record sources with intimate knowledge of Hunter's interactions, and later the emails were authenticated by forensic specialists. but like the left and the malpractice, malfeasance media. Nothing to see here. Move along. And if the American people would have known about this prior to an election, we may not be in this debacle right now. But see, the entire censorious journalistic establishment, with the help from these tech giants, because let's be real, you know, Facebook and Googleicious and all the rest of them, you know, they attempted to limit the story's exposure by banning it outright, creating the impression that it didn't meet proper journalistic standards or it had been planted by Russian spooks, okay? So friends, this is crazy. See, a month earlier, Jeffrey Goldberg had published a highly shared Atlantic piece accusing Donald Trump of besmirching the American military, in which he failed to offer a single on-the-record source of collaborating evidence. And then he refused to respond to the 21 sources, including on-the-record eyewitnesses who publicly refuted his account. And then a few months later, the media were breathlessly reporting the infamous Russian bounty story about Russian paying the Taliban to kill coalition troops, including Americans. This, too, turned out to be another long line of fake news pieces. See, this has gone on for years. Is it any wonder that trust in media dropped from 70% in 2016 to 35% this year? CNN, where unsubstantiated gang rape allegations against Brett Kavanaugh were treated as legitimate views. See, so interesting. When Hunter Biden's former partner and Navy veteran Tony Bobulinski was interviewed on Tucker Carlson, he claimed he had business meetings with Joe Biden in 2017, and the former vice president had been intimately involved in the family business for years. And now there are emails that lend credence to those claims. So, and then, you know, big man Joey, I never had any meetings with anybody. You know what, friends, if we don't pay attention, if our media is covering up things, it's fishy. It's wrong. And now, I mean, they go ahead and they tell us what favorite ice cream Slow-Mo Sleepy Joe likes. It's ridiculous. And now they're not even requiring any disclosure or having Biden rebuke any of his China connections. So, you know what? We are truly at a tipping point. We are truly at a tipping point. If we don't do something, we're going to lose everything. And here's something God can't do, okay? This is from Pastor James McDonald. And so when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it with an oath. So that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge may have a strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. That's from Hebrews 6, 17, and 18, English Standard Version. So, see, it's impossible for God to lie. God is truth. He is the standard of truth. And everything about him is truth. It's not simply hard for God to lie. That would be an issue of validity. It's not unlikely that God would lie. That would be a matter of probability. It's impossible for God to lie. That is an aspect of his inviolatable attributes, something God cannot and therefore never will do. Okay? God cannot lie. That is why we ask for the truth. Father God, we come to you. We ask that you expose all of these things in truth. Bring the truth forward, God, for our country, God, that people know the truth. And Lord, let the truth set us free. Because God, you are the truth. You are the truth. And it is impossible for you to lie. Because you are the standard of truth. And everything about you, Lord, is truth. Even Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our show. Thank you, God, for having us be your heirs of the promise, God, and your faithfulness. We are looking for you, Jesus, in all we do, and your unchangeable character is your purpose. So, Lord, we rebuke anything that's negative and lying, especially the worst lying. Satan, the father of lies, he cannot tell the truth. Satan will never mention the truth
unless it's a deceptive lie. And that is the tactic he used when Jesus was met in the wilderness, Father. So the devil even quoted scripture to lie, to manipulate. But Lord, we know that you are the way, you are the truth, and you are the life. And we thank you for that. We please ask you to make the truth and the light shine brightly on our country and in our hearts. God, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this show. And, you know, truth is important, friends. God is truth. It's a high vibe thing. This is Carol Ann Parisi. This is Awaken to Empowerment Radio. And hope we served you here today. We talked a little bit about our Jesus calling. We found out that Paul Revere's grandson was killed in the Civil War, fighting as a Yankee. And found out a little bit about Hunter Biden and how much $1 trillion is. That's crazy. That's crazy. That visual was insane. You know, we've got to hold these media people. I mean, this is bad. This is bad. If we don't go ahead and hold them accountable, they just keep lying to us. It's just not good. It's really not good. Remember, $1 trillion is $100 bills. Okay, you get $100 bills, and it's 40 million inches high, which is, it's 631 miles high. That's just for $1 trillion. $100 bills, 631 miles high. Come on, friends, we got to stop kicking this financial can down the road. We got to make these people accountable. They work for us. It's our country. It's our time. With that, I'm going to say peace, love, freedom, and empowerment, and, of course, peace of mind. So be well, be blessed, be free, be the change you wish to see. This is Carol Ann P. Remember, this is a great country. We are endowed by a creator. Where all men and women are created equal with certain unalienable rights amongst these life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So it's time to awaken America, awaken to empowerment and truth, because it's our country, it's our time. We are here for such a time as this. We're truly at a tipping point. Let's not lose it, man. Let's do everything we can. Each one reach one, each one teach one. It's time. It's our country. It's our time. Remember, woke is a joke. Woke is just a joke. Keep America, America. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment, and, of course, peace of mind. Be well, be blessed, be free, be that change you wish to see. It's Carol Ann P. saying ciao, ciao for now. This is Peace of Mind from Boston. Bye-bye.